This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. All of that stuff you can do. And it would be, you know what? You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. You can be part of our politically incorrect posse just by clicking on Patreon. And I do appreciate, look at, become a member. For the price of a cup of coffee, once a month, you become part of the politically incorrect posse. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. As I'm watching over my shoulder, this is just so classic, so wonderful. I really appreciate this. I got to tell you, if you don't believe in a God, you should now. I mean, seriously. All of a sudden, Dems are coming out in droves. You know why? Because they're saying President Clinton should have stepped down when he was accused of all those sexual assaults and rapes there in the White House. Yeah. You're 30 years too late. I mean, you people are, all of a sudden you find God. You know why? Because you see how hypocritical it is. You're beating on Republicans for allegedly having sex or what have you, or sexually assaulting women, and somebody finally somewhere got to you and said, Billy Bob, remember him? Bill Clinton. And I went back and I saw some of the clips from, what was it, the MSNBC, CNBC, ABC, BCD, EFG, all of them defending Trump, Clinton, and making fun of his accusers. So apparently back then it was not, the women did not have the right to, or should not have been protected. You know what I'm saying? This is always amazing to me. Look at the, what's his name? Steve Martin. I don't know if you guys heard about this. Did you hear about the fact that students on, Steve Martin's rendering of King Tut is triggering social justice warriors at Reed College because they see it as a form of cultural appropriation? These guys are nuts. No. There is something seriously, psychologically wrong with these people. They have absolutely no funny bone. And everything is terrible. Everything is bad. I just find that so amazing. Take a listen. Let's see if I can pull this up. Please. Nah, that would have been too easy now, wouldn't it? Really? Seriously? Oh, there it is. God bless America. We'll see if we can fix this. Come on, bear with me. Oh,
with trinkets and toys.
Shut up, Steve. Thank you.
I'd like to talk seriously just for a moment. One of the great art exhibits ever to tour the United States is the Treasures of Tutankhamun, or King Tut. But I think it's a national disgrace the way we have commercialized it with trinkets and toys, T-shirts and posters. And about 3 months...
And if you recall, in the skit, he's dressed up. He looks like King Tut. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's called funny. It's called lighthearted. You know, they make fun of Italian people all the time. You don't see me crawling under a rock and screaming about cultural appropriation.
Months ago, I was up in the woods and I wrote a song. I tried to use the ancient modalities and melodies. I would like to do it for you right now. Maybe we can all learn something from this.
Really? Seriously? Be lighthearted. Understand where he's coming from. Now, I know today's students can't do that, but take a listen. Now, I know it doesn't play the same way on radio, but listen. Let's just listen to a couple of words. Let's have a little fun with this.
Now, when it was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How'd you get so funky? Did you do the funky?
You know, when you hear these words, I'm trying to figure out which one of these words is bad. I'm just trying to find out. Is it cultural appropriation because it's Egyptian looking? All right? I mean, seriously. So what is it? If a white guy's doing it, what do we have to have? White walls, white floors, white... Really? Wow. And all they can eat is bologna sandwiches. But I don't even know if that's American.
Now if I know they lied up just to see, I'd taken all my money and bought me a museum, buried with a donkey. He's my favorite honky.
Oh, there it is. There's the word that went sent them crazy, right? I mean, seriously.
All that.
I'm. What's that? I heard something.
I did too. I didn't. It wasn't me.
I don't know what it was. Doesn't matter. Anyway, so I get a kick out of this because the kids at Reed College are going out of their minds. It's cultural appropriation. It's terrible. It's nasty. It's bad. What is wrong with these people? What did you parents do to these kids? Seriously. You know what? We're going to have Xander Gibb join us. Maybe he can help us figure this out. After the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We got more fun right after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do mean that. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, it. Let's just get, you know, head up to my website, help out. Buy the book, a coffee mug, a water bottle thingy, whatever. Give me some of your money. That's all. Helps me stay on the air. Anyway, I always love when this guy's on with me because we have so much fun. I think we have fun together. I don't know. Maybe he might be bored out of his mind with me. I don't have a clue. But anyway, Xander Gibb joins me from a deep, dark cave in the middle of where we're not going to tell you. Xander, thanks for being with me today.
Always a pleasure, sir. It's from my mother's basement that I'm broadcasting, apparently.
I keep getting told.
Your mom.
My mom doesn't even have a basement, so, you know.
Well, but where you're from, they call it a dungeon, right? I mean, seriously, it's not a basement.
No, they don't call it a basement. They call it a cellar. You'll be down in the cellar, not the basement.
Wow. Hey, listen, I don't know if you caught part of my first segment, but this thing tickled me to no end. I was having such a fun... When I first saw this, and I'm thinking, Steve Martin's one of the... Whether you like his comedy totally or not... He's one of the funniest guys I know. I don't like his politics. I don't like some of the other things about him. But his comedy's funny. It's lighthearted, right? Not nasty. And do you remember the song that he wrote or whoever wrote it? King Tut, right?
Yes.
Well, apparently, it's racist.
Sing it.
And it's, I'm not going to. I'm going to ask Steve to sing it, though. I'm going to play one or two of the... I'm going to play a little bit of the song for you, just to get you in the mood. But kids, and I do say kids, at colleges are having a hard time with this. They find it racist, and they think it's cultural appropriation. So apparently, white guys can only sing or dance in rooms with white walls, white floors, white curtains. We're only allowed to have bologna sandwiches, and I don't even know if that's American or not. But take a listen.
Wait, is what? The bread white? Let me just ask very quickly. Is the bread white? Because if it's white, it's racist.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
And you got to cut the crust off it because the crust is brown, and that might be cultural appropriation, too. We don't want to do that now, do we? Take a listen. No dancing. Just listen. Know what this is called. You know, when they're doing that Egyptian-style dance where they're bopping their head back and forth and all of that. You know, you look at that and you go, okay, were they offended by that? Were they offended by the words? Or did they just get up and decide, it's just time to be offended? What do you think? Come on, help me out here, will you?
probably Tony, the latter, because, you know, here's the thing, you know, what do kids in this day and age know about discrimination or, you know, being treated unfairly or any of these things? So they've got to kind of harp on about this stuff that went on 20 and 30 years ago. Because to me, you know, there is an element of comedy. You know, when I've been a stand-up comedian in the past, and I'm not even allowed to tell gay jokes. It's absolutely ridiculous because the whole point of comedy is about laughing about everything. And I don't think that particularly that clip was racist. But you know, the interesting thing is that you just disagree with a black person. You know, I just had an issue on Twitter today. I disagreed with Joy and Reed. Just
you,
for change.
You had an issue on Twitter? I can't.
Yeah, I know that's really hard to believe. So I had an issue with Joanne Reed, who is liberals commentator on MSNBC, and she happens to be black. So I disagreed with her. So I'm a racist for disagreeing with her. And I'm scratching my head because I can't work out the logic of this. So when did laughing at something that was. I mean, I don't even think that video was racist. I don't think disagreeing with a black person makes you racist, but I don't know. Doesn't being racist make you racist?
Yeah, but, okay, we've done this one to death, but you brought it up, and I agree. So what is racism, though? I mean, because it's not what it meant 5 years ago. It's not what it meant 10 years ago. What does it mean? I mean, I'm confused.
Well, I can't answer that for you. For me, what it means is it means that I want to even take the race element out of it. I just want to treat everybody. I want to see the inherent worth and dignity of all people, regardless. And I don't want to bring race into it, gender, sex, sexuality, whether you're a unicorn or whether you should wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to be a banana today. I just want to see the inherent worth and dignity of all. But people bring these products into the mix in order to confuse us. because don't tell me that anybody really thinks that video is racist, because, you know, if you look at the Egyptians, you know, even let's even talk about Jesus. You know, Jesus was Mediterranean, and he's always portrayed as white, but people don't say that's racist. To me, it's just so messed up that why not just watch it or don't watch it? It's that simple.
I know, right? God, no kidding. And, you know, you're going to get a rise out of that one, buddy, because every time I talk about Jesus, I say, you know, when people say he was white, I go, do you really believe, I mean, I got to ask you, do you really believe that Jesus was this 6'8" guy with blonde hair and blue eyes, or sandy blonde hair and blue eyes, spoke with a British accent and had, you know, pasty white skin? He was a Jew.
No, he was not. Don't start spreading that rumor around. Just because his parents were Jewish doesn't mean he was Jewish. You'll be telling he was Mediterranean next, Joe.
You know, what did a stereotypical Jew of the day look like? You know, what did they wear? What color was their skin? You know, I can't imagine you spend most of the day out in dry desert sand every single day and you're going to be pasty white. That just doesn't make sense no matter how much you drink.
Right.
Anyway.
And it's crazy, you know, just as a sidestep, my niece, who you know, just for pure, you know, transparency, happens to be white, but when she went to the store when she was a kid, she wanted a black doll. And the ideology of dolls is supposed to be to, you know, have a doll that looks like you. And people said, why should she want a black doll if she's white? Why can't she have a black doll if she's white? Why can't you have a white doll if you're black? Aren't we making all of this far too complicated?
No kidding. You know, some of my friends went crazy recently. I guess Barbie is going to, and I don't have the story up in front of me, and I don't even know if it's true, but some people went nuts at the fact that Barbie's coming up with a hijab Barbie. And I'm thinking to myself, so what? I mean, serious, don't buy it. Anyway, we got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, because Xander and I are going to have a lot of fun right after the break. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. I guess this song might be cultural appropriation. It's Santana. It's a little, you know, it's not pasty white music. I may not be able to play it anymore. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Welcome to the Bastion. I don't even know what should I call myself? We are the Bastion of Cultural Stealing or something. I don't know. Xander Gibb. I don't even know.
Xander Gibb joins me. Today,
what's
Joe?
That? What?
Have you had your medication today or not?
I don't know. I think the bottle was empty when I got to it. I think Tammy took it. She needed it more than I did.
But yes. Well, if you're just joining us, welcome to the Martin Luther King Jr. Hour. It's a pleasure to have you all listening.
Oh, God. You know, look at... So King Tut is cultural appropriation, racist, bigoted, whatever. Next week, we're coming into Turkey Day. Right? What's her? Who's the lady? I do the story about her every year. She leaves the country. Oh, Angelina Jolie. She leaves the country because she doesn't want to be reminded of the millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of Indians that were killed. During when Christopher Columbus came here, and I always say the same thing: Columbus never made it to America. I mean, come on, how dumb can you be? It's all yours.
Well, I'm just astounded. How dare you be racist and call them Indians when they're Native Americans?
Oh,
you will
God,
have
so
Senator
sorry.
Elizabeth Warren on the phone any second. You know that.
Oh, God bless America. No, shit. Can I say that anymore? I think I can still say that. Anyway. Yeah, no, I get the biggest kick out of it. Thanksgiving's coming around. The stories are going to start slamming all over the place, right? I mean, how bad we were, how bad we treated them. We about wiped them out. We took everything from them. I'm amazed. Yes, did we do bad things? Yes. And it wasn't even we, not me. My family didn't get here then. That's your family. That's your heritage. Those are your white folk.
Yeah, I think that we're all kind of like lumped in under the same.
I knew you were going to do that. Know. Shrug that whole thing off.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So... Let's get to the real stuff going on this week. I mean, more of this with sexual abuse coming out. I mean, look at, what's the name, Al Frankenstein? I mean, that's a great one right there. All of a sudden, are you really surprised? I mean, that culture, those people, that kind of guy, are you surprised at all?
Absolutely not. And when you think about it, there's been this picture circulating for the past however many years of him in diapers, you know, with a pack of diapers next to him. I mean, why are we surprised at anything that comes out about this guy?
Listen, I could not press the button last night on Twitter. I took that picture of the teddy bear, and I said, there's been a sixth victim. I wrote it, but I didn't send it. I said, there's been a sixth victim that has come forward with the sexual abuse allegation. And I went, you know what? I'll get crucified for this because it's not funny. I mean, I was trying to say it's not a funny thing, but it's like this stuff never stops. It goes on and on and on. And we're shocked. We're surprised. We're dismayed. I mean, seriously, in the first segment, I was talking about how the Democrats found Jesus. Did you know that? Did you know they finally found a conscience? They're coming out now, and now they're saying we should have impeached or Billy Bob Clinton should have resigned when he started getting accused of all these. But not just accused, but it turned out to be true. He should have resigned. He never did. They didn't put pressure on him. The news sources all went after the women. Whole different animal, isn't it?
It totally is, and I think that there are 2 points for me here. First of all, I didn't know Jesus was lost, but secondly, when we had someone in the White House that was a sexual predator and nothing at all was done, and when I hear people talk about the fact that Monica Lewinsky was, a willing participant, this girl was an intern. You know, she was 18 years old?
Yeah.
And this was an older married man. So don't tell me that that's consensual when you're married and you're hitting on, some girl in the office. It's really, and you're president of the United States. I mean, come on, please. Get real.
Yes, there's a little bit of starry-eyedness going on there and what have you. I mean, easy to get wrapped up and involved in all of that. So, I don't know. I keep hearing a flushing sound when I hear these stories and hear these things, go on. There was a recent op-ed done at a school newspaper. A white pitcher student is worried that college's outdoor programs, though they're open to all students and they're well-funded, they are predominantly for white people. And they deny people of color access to the outdoors because historically, white people in imperialist conquests have appropriated land as their own. I'm going, my God, I think about the depth that you have to go to twist those ideas to come out and say outdoor programs at colleges are racist. Do you need another hit off the crack pipe or what?
Yeah, I need to have something. I just had a really strong cup of coffee, but clearly that wasn't enough. I think the concern is that where was anything on the label that said that it was only for black people and the white people couldn't take part?
Nowhere. It was open to all students, but they missed that part. But still, the mere fact, how do you come up with, I mean, I know this is going to be hard for you, but let's try to think like them for a second. Let's see how hard we can twist this. I'm trying to figure out, at what point are you sitting in a chair and you're reading the, what do they call it, the outline of the class or the course, and you're thinking, oh my God, this class takes like 90% outside. Well, black people don't like going outside. Black people are going to see that as a conquest. It's like that's how the whites took over the world. They conquested everything by going outside and taking land. You see how stupid this sounds?
Yeah, totally. I know all of my black girlfriends don't like going out in the rain because they'll get their weave wet. I mean, am I allowed to say that, or is that racist? I mean, it happens to be true, but, it kind of reminds me of that, what was that about Waters, Maxine Waters? Someone was saying about her wig, and did she look like...
O'Reilly. O'Reilly said she looked like... I feel good. What's his name?
James Brown.
There you go.
So, wig suddenly is a race. If a wig is a race now. you've never heard of the Connecticut Wiggins.
God. It's this tomfoolery. It just goes on and on and on. And I don't, until parents get a hold of it, till colleges stop doing it, does this scare you at all?
It scares me immensely because it goes back to what I've been talking about for so long about the liberalization of America. And if you don't fall in line, you're labeled in some way or another. And I'm kind of fed up with it because surely we should be able to, in a democracy, have an opinion that differs from someone else's without being called a hater. Because otherwise, you know, I think, you know, Donald Trump is a very wise man because he could just turn around and become the dictator that Hillary would have become and say, you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that, you can't do this, you can't do that. Don't mention rape. And, you know, because I've protected my wife, my husband for 40 years, you know. And so if you don't like the freedoms we have in America, go and live in a dictatorship. You know, go and live somewhere where this is not allowed. Don't try and change what we have.
No, and freedom of speech, the ability for... Look, you've been in other countries, and now you know, when you come here and you look around, you go, where else can you have these opportunities? Where else? I don't care whether you want to be a singer, a baker, a photographer, you just want to work for a company your whole life. All those things are options that come with the freedom that this country allows you to have. In other countries, such as Germany, and even, you know, in these communist / socialist countries, you do what the government tells you to do. The job you get [S2] Right. [S1] Is the one the government's going to train you for, give to you, send you to. Look at China. They grab those kids. They test them very early in life. If they got certain kind of aptitudes and abilities, they get sent away from their family to the Olympic training camp. Well, do they not know this?
Well, look at Iran. You know, in Iran, if you have, if you give your opinions publicly, they put you into prison. There, you know, there are people in jail that have said, in Iran, for saying that women should be able to drive. But I have some friends, some Syrian friends, you know, who managed to get out before all of the calamity happened. And my friend had a store, and because one of the government officials, floozies, shall we say, couldn't get stuff for free from the store, they put him in jail. So, you know, if you want this kind of stuff enforced on you, then go and live in a country where it's already happening. Don't try and change ours.
No, I agree with you. And I love it when people come here and the first thing that's the first thing that they want to do. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Hey, JD says, Jesus is fake news. What's wrong with you people? We'll be back in a few minutes.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate my next guest. He's on with me on a regular basis. I think we enjoy our time together. I don't know. But Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to kind of kick things off. And Xander, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, Joe, but as usual, it's mostly yours.
Yeah. Now, you know, I always joke about, and I know we shouldn't be, we always talk about food and we both get in trouble, but I always joke about finding you at the pizza parlor. But I got to tell you something. I was out the other day, and one of the few places that that I found, we don't have places around here that sell us slices of pizza. You know, when I was growing up as a kid in Boston, and I know it happened in New York too, right? You go and you get a slice. You can give me a slice. And they knew what you were talking about. Right?
$3. $3 for a slice. You can't really get that here. I mean, you know, if you get a pizza, you get it delivered. But, you know, if you, outside of the United Kingdom, pizza, well, outside of New York even, you know, pizza is really not pizza. And the pizza in the UK is kind of like, you know, the commercialized stuff.
I mean, I come from Boston. Pizza is pizza in Boston. But it's totally different. But... So I had a piece of pizza the other day, and I got myself all worked up waiting for it, and I took a bite out of it. I went, what I wouldn't give for a slice of New York pizza or Boston pizza, you know, East Coast pizza. I mean, right? Am I just dreaming?
Totally. I totally agree with you. I had some pizza when I first came back here, and it was, like, the worst. I mean, the cardboard would have been tastier, the box that it came in. But what England has that America doesn't have is good fish and chips. You know, hands down, they have the best fish and chips in the UK.
What are you talking about here, though? Aren't you talking about deep-fried fish something? We don't even know what they are most of the time. They're just like white globs of fish.
Yeah, it's like a full piece of haddock, a full fillet of haddock and batter and fried. And not with these little mingy French fry things. They're like big chips, like proper potato chips, as in not potato chips, but fried chips.
Yeah, you guys have different...
See, I'm already confused.
See, you guys have different words for stuff. That I used to watch that lady, You Are What You Eat. Remember her? Yeah, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jillian McKeith.
There you go. And I never understood a third of what that woman was saying. Seriously.
Well, part of that is because she's Scottish, but my brain has gone full circle. I started off with like an American head, then I came back to England when I was a child, and then I had a British head, so then I came back to America, and then I had to rethink it all again, and now I don't know where the heck I am until people speak to me. It's scary.
So... You know, I'm sitting here and I'm watching some of these stories coming by. What am I going to do later on? What we're going to talk about? That kind of stuff. And I see people talking about Al Franken and, you know, Trump is worse and he needs to be taken on. And I'm thinking to myself, look what we've done again. Look where we've come to. Now, Trump has admitted nothing. No, none of these women that really came forward to say he did something to them, they're nowhere to be found. Right, they haven't come back forward. Gloria Allred doesn't really care about justice, or she would have taken them on and sued or gone after Trump, if you would. Al Franken admits to it. Some of these other people that have been caught, right, Stacey or Spacey, right, he admitted to it. You got all these, but the only bad guy, the only one they're making the big deal is out of Trump. It's almost like if you just talk about it, you're nasty. If you actually do it, I guess it's okay.
Well, I think, you know, here's the concern for me. And, you know, I can still attest to this, even though I'm gay. When any group of people get together, when a group of guys get together, they're going to kind of brag about their conquests, even whether they're true or they're not. And however kind of disgusting we find that, it's always going to happen, whether it's young guys at 15 or guys in their 50s and 60s, it always happens. It even happens with gay guys, I'm here to tell you. But I would far rather someone that talks about it than actually does. I mean, let's say that we had a 40-year sexual predator in the White House. His wife covered up for him, and nobody even bats an eyelid, and it's fine because he's not the president right now. But to me, it doesn't take anything away. And this about the judge guy, you know, the thing is that if he's guilty, you know, give me the nail gun and I'll nail him to the wall. But until he's found guilty, let's be fair about it, because innocent until proven guilty should be the same for, you know, if George Takei is innocent until he's proven guilty and Sylvester Stallone is, why isn't Judge Roy Moore? I mean, I don't like the guy. He's not my most favorite guy, but if I have to stand up for the rights of all, then I have to stand up for his rights too, surely.
Well, I keep telling people that. If, you know, freedom of speech is for everybody. Not just the stuff you agree with, but, you know, any of that stuff. Somebody starting, like on my school campuses, when I have hardcore right-wing, whether they're Christian or non-Christian, start talking about clubs that they don't agree with. They go, well, listen, if you don't agree with that club, the Christian club goes too. You know, you have to understand, it's we truly believe in and are willing to live by equality, not so much on the left. Their idea of equality, I've always said, is dictatorship. It's not really equality at all, but that's my personal opinion, you know.
I would I would totally agree with you, and I think the concern is for me that, you know, I wrote an article this week because I've been guest editor for Julio on the Reactionary Times.
Oh, wow.
So I've been writing a lot this week, and the article, one of the articles I wrote, I even said that, you know, we have to even afford George Takei the right of being innocent until proven guilty. But people don't read the article. They just see the headline, and then they say, oh, but that's not fair. George Takei is innocent. And I'm like, yes, but so is George Moore until he's proven not to be.
Yeah, why is George Takei innocent? Because he said so?
Because he's gay and he's a Democrat.
God. See, now, it's so funny because we bring that up. Like, all right, so the other night, or the last couple of nights, I've been talking about these women that came forward on Moore and a few others. And it's really funny. Because there are some people that are jumping on that and saying that I am shaming the girls that came forward. And I said, no, I'm just having a hard time with the timing. I'm having a hard time with the way the whole thing goes down. And Gloria Allred is notorious for showing up and, you know, egging these women on, paying some of them. It's all been there. Go back and look at the news. So I've said the same thing. Especially when it comes to this, you know, sexual assault stuff, you can ruin somebody's life. And I mean total life. And people don't get that.
You absolutely could, and this is why we need a statute of limitations, and I appreciate that people get scared, but otherwise what this means is, you know, and I wrote this in my article this week, is that anyone could come to you and say, you did this or you did that, without any actual proof. I mean, let's face it, in real terms, without DNA, without eyewitness testimony, how can anybody prove that anybody did anything? And my grandmother used to say this really interesting thing. She used to say, when I used to fight with my siblings, she used to say, Zanny, because that's what she used to call me, there's three versions of this event. There's yours, there's his, and the true. And that stayed with me because that is absolutely true. But how can we prove things we purport without evidence? Because if there's no evidence, it's not true. Because if you can't prove it, you know, there is actually a hashtag going around right now that says that the president is a sexual predator. So how come that's okay on social media, but I get banned for using the word tranny? I mean, to me, it's just there's no justification. There's no sense. And it's just getting so... Such a lunatic state that I want to run and hide in a shack in the woods. I really do.
No, it is. It's always interesting to me. As you said, you can say anything you want against this president. You can throw. You know, I talking to somebody I consider a bit of a friend the other day, and he said he's not going to be happy till they take President Trump out of the White House in handcuffs. And I said, look, I didn't want to go down this road with you, but what for? You guys haven't come up with anything. This Russian thing, it's been going on since before he was president. You know what you got? Bupkis. And it isn't him hiding it, because if Mueller wanted to, look at all the stuff he could come out with. I mean,
right.
He's got the right people in place to make it happen. So don't say it's Trump holding it back. And the other guy was such a saint, right? It's such a sander.
I think that from day one they've had him for him, and it's unfortunate that he did too good a job of making us not like him on The Apprentice. So when it came around to him being president, you know, I was even fooled by it for a while. But when you break it down, he's actually a good guy, and I do like him, and I do support him 250% to my detriment. I've lost friends, I've lost family members. But, you know, the important thing is at the end of the day that we have to be true to ourselves and patriotic, or otherwise, what is the point?
We got nothing. We got nothing. If you're not true to yourself, you're exactly right. You got nothing. And nobody could tell me. Look, I told you, I don't want to give their names out, but a couple of the one fellow that sat with me, and you know who it was, you were arguing with him online, kept telling me how nasty Trump was to the gay and lesbian community. And he said, you know, we all know this. We're all afraid of him. I said, no, you're actually not all afraid of him. I have several friends that are gay that are telling me they think he's one of the most supportive. Now, the problem with this question and with this comment is that we're out of time. It's like you can only tell people where to find you.
Vandergib.com.
But you can type in your response on the Facebook page. Hey, Xander, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. And, you know, you be safe. Take it easy. Don't work too hard, or work harder, whatever you prefer to do. And we will catch up with you again next week.
Always. Always a pleasure, sir.
I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. I really, seriously, do appreciate the time that you're spending with us.